Do you like watching interviews? They're a staple of television and online media. We seem to be endlessly fascinated by the opinions and experiences of other people, and understandably so. But have you used the interview format in your church service? Perhaps even in place of the sermon? Radical thought, I know. Well, I recently had the opportunity to interview Dr. Jennifer Conzon in Watford, and we placed that interview in our traditional sermon slot. We got a lot of positive feedback and requests for more of the same. So I thought I'd share some of the lessons I learned from this. First time I'd done it, so some things we could have done a lot better, but I thought I'd share it with you and see if you'd be interested in exploring this. By the way, I'm Malcolm, if you don't know me, and this is teaching tip number 388, and we're entitling today's tip, how to host live interviews, in particular as part of a church service. So I'm going to give you, how many have I got? 9 tips and things that we learned. See what you think. I'll be brief, keep this short. Number one, interviewing is biblical. You could say, what about Nicodemus and Jesus, or the rich young ruler in Mark 10, or the woman at the well, John 4, or Pilate and Jesus in John 18? I mean, they're kind of interviews, aren't they? So interviewing is a biblical thing. Secondly, consider the speciality and needs. Know the person's specialities. Find out where they intersect with the needs of your group. If they don't interview them. But if they do, as they did for us, then figure out how their specialities are going to meet the needs of your group. Thirdly, agree on the main topic between you and the person you're interviewing. I checked beforehand with Jennifer if the topics of forgiveness and intimacy with God would work for her. I know they're areas of interest for her. She agreed that would work, and I know that will be something useful for our congregation. Fourthly, prepare more questions than you need. I sent Jennifer 10 questions, not expecting we would use all of them, and we didn't, but it's good to have spares in the bank just in case. Also, I've included the questions in the show notes, so you can go and have a look at those 10 questions if you'd like. And talking about questions, the fifth thing is question types. Ask open-ended questions wherever possible. Not so much yes or no questions. Do you agree with this? Yes or no? But more, tell me about your view of that kind of open-ended question. And also include some questions that invite practical application. What would you suggest to somebody who? So you give the person an opportunity to say, good question. I think I would suggest this and this and this. Sixthly, the introduction to the person you're interviewing. If they're a member of your local congregation, you probably don't need to do this. But if there's somebody like Jennifer Conzon, who was not known to the congregation, I've met her, I've read one of her books, I've heard her speak. But what do I say to the congregation? I decided not to say more than just that, and instead ask her a question as a way of introducing her to the congregation. I said something like, Jennifer, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you would like us to know about you? I have heard people introduce where the interviewer has gone on quite a lot about the person who they don't really clearly know very well. It doesn't make much sense. Number 7, prepare to pivot during the interview. Some of the questions I asked on the day were not on the list because the conversation went off on a helpful tangent. So keep your wits about you. Prepare to pivot. Don't stay stuck to your question list. It may be that the spirit is taking you off in a different direction. Number 8. Expand. Since I put this in the sermon slot, I felt it was occasionally helpful to make my own comment on what Jennifer was saying. I turned away from looking at her as she was speaking and turned to look at the congregation and emphasized something I thought was useful or added my own take on it because I know the congregation in ways, of course, that she doesn't. So I was able to take one or two things she said and say, you know, I think for us and for me, this might be the most helpful point here. Number 9, conclusion questions. I prepared some conclusion questions for the congregation at the end of the interview. I asked, what stood out to you today? How did God show up for you today? What will be useful from what you've heard on Monday? And finally, is there anything that you've heard today might be good to talk about with a friend here at church? That kind of conclusion helps people to think for themselves about their own application and what they've been listening to and hearing, rather than just, that was interesting, I'll just get on with the rest of my day. So to wrap up, I found this format very refreshing, and so did the congregation, according to the feedback I received. We went longer than normal. You don't have to do that, but we did. But it just seemed the right thing to do. We're only going to get Jennifer with us once a year or maybe never again. Who knows? I thought it was worth it. The subject matter was different. The speaker, the format were unusual. So people can stay engaged a bit longer when it's like that as opposed to the normal things we do. I wouldn't want to do the same thing too often, but I do want to do some more of these interviews and to refine them, to make them a useful tool in the speaking toolbox. I learned a lot from it. I learned a lot from it personally about how to do this, but also it seemed to me that sometimes we get a bit too locked into the traditional way of doing sermons. I do believe in preaching the word and teaching it, especially expository speaking. And preaching, I think, is the normative way to go. But nonetheless, we should experiment and we should try new things. And maybe this is something you could consider trying in your local group. I wonder, what are your experiences of conducting or listening to interviews similar to the one that I did? What recommendations do you have for me or the rest of us watching these to make them effective? Please let us know. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we're learning in community. Next time, we're going to explore in a couple of these episodes how to prepare Christmas lessons, devotionals, sermons, and other things, because we're coming up to Christmas at the time of recording. Finally, please consider joining us at AIM UK in Ireland for faith-building teaching. The link is in the show notes. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. And remember always to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.